WILS News Director Rich Hurl is live in studio. He's got a preview of tonight's Lansing City Council meeting, which could get a little testy tonight.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens, if anything at all, really. From what we were told by Councilmember Carol Wood last Friday, there are some seasonal workers, some union workers as well, who may be coming to tonight's council meeting. This is the first time that the council has met since these 13 seasonal workers were notified that they were being laid off. And so these workers are expected to address the council tonight. There is no agenda item tonight in relation to this particular issue. So what we'll likely see happen is for these workers to address the council during the second public commenting period, and that would be toward the end of the meeting. So it'll be interesting to see how many of these workers come out, you know, what exactly is said, what kind of ideas that they have in mind. You know, is there any way that they can work out any sort of reinstatement, if at all possible. So that'll be an interesting discussion tonight. It's not really known what exactly is going to happen, so it's going to be interesting.
Well, there is a communication disconnect between the Lansing City Council and the administration. Excuse me. In the last 2 weeks, we have had Brian Jeffries on this show, who is the president of the Lansing City Council. Last week we had on Jody Washington and Carol Wood, who are members of the Lansing City Council. And we've also had Mayor Bernero on, as well as Randy Hannon. And this morning we had on another member of that staff. Mm-hmm. And one side says, the administrative side said, we give them all the information they need. It's up to them to dissect, decipher the information and deal with it. The Lansing City Council members say they don't get the information. The information they get is vague, and they don't have the staff or the resources to help them break that down. And I wonder what's the truth.
That's a very good question. And council members have said, you know, not only is the information vague, but sometimes, according to them, the administration is not willing to give them any such information, you know, anything specific that they ask for. Now, whether or not it's just a matter of them not knowing for sure, or maybe not wanting to release any information that could change down the road, who knows? But yeah, you're right. There's definitely a disconnect. Whether it's just a misunderstanding, whether it's just plain politics being played, who knows? But yeah, the council and the administration definitely they were not getting along during the budget process, and just when you thought that the whole budget process was over with, here's this issue now with the seasonal workers who got laid off. So we'll see what happens tonight.
Well, the mayor's staff has said that they provided the information about these coming layoffs. We were told by Carol Wood just Friday that no, nobody knew about this. We've had the mayor on who said, in all fairness, Tony, the information's there. They just need to go to work and do their homework. So I'm wondering if this communication breakdown is going to come to a head. I guess they all have a little time off during the break here to find out.
Perhaps. And I've also heard from council members that, they don't have a big enough office staff to keep them abreast of what exactly is going on. So whether or not that's true, I mean, I know they've had reductions there lately. Over the last few years, whether that is exactly the truth or whether that's just an excuse, who knows? But yeah, definitely a lot of dissension.
All right, so there are no agenda items, so this and some other topics could also be brought up.
Yeah, the only agenda items tonight will be a couple tributes. Other than that, it's going to be for the meeting either discussion on the seasonal workers or nothing. Whether or not that's happening, this meeting should be pretty short tonight.
With the holiday, when will the next Lansing City Council meeting be, and when will the City of East Lansing as well as the Ingham County Board of Commissioners meet?
Well, the City of Lansing, they'll meet again next Monday night. I mean, they'll go by their regular schedule. For East Lansing and Ingham County, now that we're in the summer months, and really the 4th of July has nothing to do with this either, they're only going to be holding their regular business meetings just once a month in July, August, and September. So East Lansing City Council, they would meet, I believe, the second Tuesday of those months. And so their next meeting will be on July the 10th. And for the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, they would meet on the fourth Tuesday of those months. So their next meeting will be 2 weeks after the 10th. That would be the 24th.
Rich, do you think there will be any resolution when it comes to communication between the mayor's office, the administration, and the Lansing City Council? Or you think this is just something that's going to be with us for a while?
Well, you know, Councilmember Jody Washington at last week's meeting had said that she wants to propose that definitely, in more specifically in regards to budget deficits, that the administration provide quarterly reports so that the council knows exactly where they stand budget-wise. And so if that does happen and if there is any change there, it could improve, but who knows.
And then to be fair, perhaps the mayor is right. We've heard complaints about the several Lansing City Council members at the meetings eating, not being there. Perhaps that's why their homework's not getting done.